A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in. It is KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us on a Wednesday, halfway through the week.
Yeah, wow, it's already Wednesday.
It's just to celebrate, Scott.
I mean,
come on, it's a Wednesday.
Wednesday, hump day.
Everybody's excited.
Yes.
Getting into
nice
the week already.
It's evening, so it's even further into Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You only got
it's not like the morning.
Oh, there's everybody listening right now, probably a couple days left during the week of work. Yeah. It's great. We're excited to have you along with us
massive
on the program.
Game coming up this weekend for Utah. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about BYU's huge game against Boise State. And
ooh, that's another big one.
And it feels like there's a
ominous.
Little bit of oof. There's some hopeless feelings down in Provo going on right now. We'll talk about all those things today. First, we're going to kick the show off talking about a subject that has been very well traveled on our program. Something we've talked about a lot. Something that's very important to our show. It's a 7:05 cut. We're talking concussions.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. It's 7:05. Here's what made the cut.
Deseret News article from this week about this student athlete who was told to quote unquote man up. You can also read more about it at KSLSports.com. The student only referred to as Connor, or I guess the Connor Finn is his last name, sustained, according to the report, traumatic brain injuries that forced him to deal with pain, blackouts, personality changes since he butted helmets with a teammate during practice a couple of years ago, seeking $300,000 in charges. And Scott, what he alleges is that his coach told him to keep playing to quote-unquote man up in 2017 when the reported incident happened. And I think you and I and anybody who's ever played sports before – We say the allegation. It's an alleged thing because we say that because there's a lawsuit involved.
Sure,
I can tell you unequivocally from my end. It's not alleged. I was told many times, you guys need to suck it up, and I told myself, suck it up.
Sure,
because you got to play, and the whole thing was you got to play. I'm not going to lose my starting position. I'm not going to come out of this game. I don't want to be the guy that misses any time. Heaven forbid.
I mean, it was also a culture of. It was kind of funny. You know, just take a little smelling salt, you know, you get your bell rung, whatever it is, and you move on. I mean, it wasn't even a consideration to come out of the game. It wasn't even something you tried to do. I can tell you, I read this story because this is really interesting to me as a player. I lived that. Like, I never showed anyone that I was injured or, you know, you stay in the game, you fight through whatever. And I can tell you I fought through a whole lot of things, including concussions.
Yeah.
But it changes when you're not a player anymore. But this whole culture, it's so hard to get away from it, because when you're in the heat of a game, Alex, you have one responsibility.
Yeah.
Is to win.
That's it.
And you're so focused on that that any rational thought, like really, ration goes out the door. And you compromise and you're put in a position to compromise normal thought behavior.
So this is according to the lawsuit. This was a defensive coach, on the staff at Ridgeline High School,
which are even worse.
Oh, don't come on. No, but really, it's
they really are. It's
but
like
here's the thing is that he's seeking the $300,000. So this is a kid who had he was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury, post concussive syndrome, all back in October. So it was a week at, or 2 weeks after the incident that he's actually put into Primary Children's Hospital, missed several months of school, all the things that go with that. Imagine, I mean, that's a horrible thing, right? I mean, no one looks at that and goes, oh, you faked that, buddy, because there are things, this is not it, you know? There's the guy who might get in the car wreck who goes, my back, right? This is an incident where a coach told a kid that he needed to quote, quit being a blank and get back out there. We've all been called that.
Sure.
We've all been told that. If you've played the, I say we've all, I think there are a lot of people who are listening and go, yeah, that's what our coaches said to us. And you know what? It wasn't right back then. And we had no idea how bad the consequences could be, because Connor Finn, his situation is one that doesn't happen very often, but it will happen when someone doesn't take a look at us at the health of the kid first. And this is something that I had a problem with. I went and watched a high school game this year, and I had firsthand experience. I told you guys as soon as it happened too, after the weekend.
Right.
I saw a game this year, and I saw a coaching staff who tried to keep a kid in the game who was cross-eyed. One of the symptoms of
very clear he had an issue.
It was bad. Scott, he was doing the thing too. This is also one of those. He was crying, not because of pain, but because
of part
this,
of the yeah part of the
of
symptom.
These, it's one of the
yeah,
symptoms,
sure.
Right? And it was awful to watch because he didn't know where he was, but he's crying and the coach comes over, hits him on the helmet with his hand and goes, "Let's get back into this."
Which
thing.
Is the worst thing you could do.
And the trainer, I'm so glad that this happened. I'm not going to say what.
Trainer,
I'm not. I'm not going to say where. What school this happened at? But I will say this: a heated exchange between an assistant that contained expletives, blank you, don't blanking touch me, all concerning this kid. That the coach was saying, "Don't take this kid out of the game." While the trainer says, "If you do this, you will be beyond reported. You are in huge trouble if you do this." And I don't know who that doctor was. But it was clear he was the guy who was in charge of a lot of people that are inside this the health training programs, and he pulled this kid off the field and said, "Don't touch him. This kid's night is over, and we got to take care of him."
And they take the helmets, so
steal the helmet
because
from him.
That's what I'm talking about. You get in the game, you get in the heat of the moment, you lose your judgment, and there are excellent protocols in place to manage and watch these kids. Here's what's hard for me. As I came back to Utah, coached high school football, and I was there because I wanted to influence these kids' lives.
Yeah.
I had great mentors and great coaches, and I wanted to give back to the community that had given me so much, and it was really important. That was my reason. And you know the life lessons you learn from sports, and it's really hard to teach kids toughness and resiliency without hurting them. And I realize, you know, that head injuries to start with are just totally off limits. If there's any injury, it's just off limits. But
the heart conditioning.
But there's a fine line,
right,
about these kids, because there's a lot of kids that really cry wolf, that don't have injuries, that want sympathy, and you know they're kind of milking it and faking it.
The
and
way
you,
to get out of it is to say, "Coach, my head hurts,"
right?
And then that's the
yeah,
then you're done. Yeah.
And so you want to teach these kids, you know, that they can do hard things and they can overcome this stuff. And so it's a real dilemma that you run into. But I can tell you that it's so serious in high school, because this secondary concussion issue is massive in young people. And so you just can't mess, no matter how competitive you are, no matter
yeah,
how tough the situation, you cannot mess with these young kids and their heads at all. It's like if they cry wolf and they got a headache, you got to respect it, and you should.
I don't know how to marry those feelings of I feel angry for this kid and for his family, right? It makes you mad because you think, if a coach would have just said, "I love this kid more than I love
winning
or getting through that practice or whatever," then you would have a kid who wouldn't have all these symptoms. Is the $300,000, is that something that you think to yourself, like asking for those $300,000 in damages, is it too much, or do you
is
just
it
say,
enough, or is it what?
Yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah. Do you think, give it to the kid? Because I think, man, yeah, you absolutely owe it to this kid. If all these things happened, The way that it's being alleged it happened, the Cache County School District is going to end up being in a bad spot.
You know what? It's unfortunate because I witness and I watch that there's excellent care for these young people.
Yeah.
There really is.
There's great procedures and protocols in place.
And so, it's unfortunate that this has happened, but it's not how high school sports is. And, you know, if your kids want to play, it's a good culture for you. You know, they're not in some rogue place where, you know, they're just going to ignore any kind of head injuries.
Let's talk a little bit more about this from the side of I don't want football to be demonized to the point of unfairly.
Right.
I don't want people to think that football is the boogeyman and getting rid of it is the thing that's going to make all of our dreams come true for, you know, the health and safety of our kids in high school athletics. Let's take the break here. We'll come back and we'll talk about the next step that Scott is taking this week in his concussion testing that he's doing for the NFL.
Ooh, that's
interesting
right stuff.
So stay with us. More to go. KSL's Unrivaled continues.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.